Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Book Talk with Lawrence J. King. From coast to coast, across the nation, Lawrence is an internationally known six-time published author. Book Talk highlights published authors from the local, regional, national, and international scene, as well as showcasing musicians and people of interest in a positive and productive way. Give a rockin' warm welcome to your host, Lawrence J. King.
All right. Thank you for that wonderful welcome. This is Lawrence J. King in my house at Book Talk Radio. And today my guest is Ken Kleinberg. A little bit about Ken Kleinberg. He's a passionate weight loss coach and advocate for sustainable health practices with a transformative journey of losing 62.5 pounds and maintaining it for 6 years. Now, he's defied traditional diets, and instead he embraced a sustainable lifestyle focused on animal-based foods and proteins that link back to more ancestral ways and eating. Rejecting mainstream health industry misinformation, he founded MasteryWeightLoss.com, a platform dedicated to empowering individuals with the truth about nutrition, wellness, and weight loss. And he combines his expertise with empathy, evidence-based knowledge, years of experience, and years filled with countless hours of research to help his clients achieve their weight loss goals and have it be more long-term and permanent. And so his website is www.masteryweightloss.com. So without further ado, let's bring him onto our show and get this party started. Hello, Ken, you with us?
Hello, yes, I am.
Great. Good to have you on our show today.
It's great to be here today. I'm really excited for today's show and also excited to be on the show. It's an awesome opportunity.
Before we get into the little Q&A here, let's break it down and tell us where you came from and how all this got started and how you arrived at where you are at today.
So where I'm from is I am from basically Southern California. I've lived in Southern California pretty much all my life. I currently reside in San Diego County, California. So how did my whole journey start? Well, roughly about 13 years ago, roughly, I ended up at the heaviest weight of my life. Now, mind you, I am a short little dude. I'm about 5 foot, and I was weighing in at 188.5 pounds, and I just was feeling absolutely miserable, and it was hard for me to do even just simple tasks around the house. I could barely bend down and tie my shoes because my belly was so big. Add on to that, health issues were starting to rear their head. I had high blood pressure at the time, and I was showing signs that if I continued down the path I was on, I'd end up with either a stroke or a heart attack. And to be quite frank, that scared the shit out of me. And so I came to a point to where I just needed to make a change. I reached the precipice. And it's like, okay, this is ridiculous. Enough is enough. Now, I've been on diets before. I've been on little fad thingies that I followed, and I've lost some weight. But then over time, I've always gained it back. And this time, I was at the heaviest weight ever. And I wanted to lose the weight, but the idea of restricting myself, going on a diet, following by some kind of crazy plan really just did not have any kind of attraction to me whatsoever. So I basically embarked on a journey of pretty much doing it my way and kind of in a sense, if you will, having my cake and eating it too, because I wanted to lose the weight, but I wanted to do it my way. And I was determined to do it my way. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to figure this out as I go along, and I'm not going to follow by a plan. Little did I know where that whole approach where that whole approach was going to lead me. And today I'm grateful to say that, you know, over a time span, it took me a while to lose the weight. I ended up losing 62.5 pounds over a large portion of a time span. But see, what happened because of the way I did it, so I did it with small changes, small habits that were sustainable over the long haul, that still allowed me to enjoy my life, still allowed me to enjoy my food, and all of that. But with those small changes and small new habits and stacking on those along the way and making tweaks along the way and just being patient with it, what ended up happening is it gave my body and my mental state time to literally settle into that pattern and have those changes and new habits literally become part of who I was. And that's the bigger part of my story, is I've kept my weight off now for going on 6 years. And I do that easily. I do that effortlessly because I don't have to think about it. It's just part of who I have become. That is the key, and that is what I literally bring to other people out there that I work with, is how to lose the weight sustainably and how to literally come mentally and psychologically become the person that you're meant to, that you need to become for the end goal, so that when you reach it, you stay there.
I see. So basically, you weaned yourself off of certain habits, would you say?
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Worked it into your life like a meditation, if you will?
I guess you could look at it that way, like a meditation. I don't really do much meditating, or actually I didn't back in the day. But it literally was change. Any new habit or any adjustment I made, I made it with ease. Did it produce fast results? No, not necessarily. It produced more long-lasting results, though. That's the key.
Because in your mind, you said to yourself, this is what I'm doing, and this is who I am, and this is how it's going to work from here on. Going forward. Would that be correct?
Yeah. Yes.
I understand. If you can see it, you can be it. So, Ken, why didn't you choose to follow a specific plan like a Jenny Craig or a diet plan or for your weight loss?
Oh, I love that question. Because I've been down that road before, and I didn't want to be restricted. I didn't want to have to follow by a plan. You know, honestly, there is no one size fits all. It, you know, each client that comes to me gets their own custom plan. I have a foundation on where I start with everybody, but then we get to go and we get to customize and we get to find out how and what's going to work for each individual person. Diets tend to be more of one size fits all. And I, for one, I don't do diets. I don't like diets. I don't even like the concept of diets. In fact, the word diet is like the F word to me. So I don't do it. So I just, you know, basic answer to the question, I did not want to be restricted in that way. And like I said, I've been down that road before, so I didn't want to go down that road again.
I understand. Many people struggle with yo-yo dieting and temporary weight loss. What advice do you have for individuals who are looking to break the cycle and achieve permanent, sustainable results?
Literally about stop approaching it like a diet. It should never be about a diet. I mean, if you're gonna, I mean, honestly, if you really think about it, and you look at it from a certain angle, you've got, maybe you want to go on a diet because you've got a date that's ahead. You know, maybe it's a wedding, maybe it's a get together, maybe it's a big event and you want to fit into something, or you just want to look good. Okay. Awesome. That's great. but honestly, if you're going to do all of that work to lose the weight, even if it's just for the event or for X, Y, and Z, doesn't it make more sense to do it in a way that's sustainable and produces more long-lasting and permanent results rather than just doing all of that work to lose the weight, and then you lose the weight, the event happens, or X, Y, and Z happens, and then what? Life goes back to normal, and then a year or two later, give or take, you've gained the weight back. And now you're in a spot where you need to lose it again. You know, if you sit back and you think about it, it sounds like the definition of insanity. That is the way I think about diets today. It is the definition of insanity. You've got, if you're going to lose the weight and have it be sustainable, and if you're going to, and if you're going to make more efforts, and if you want to keep that weight off, you are going to have to throw out everything you have ever been taught or know about, and quote unquote, going on a diet or losing weight. It cannot be that way anymore. It must be more approached. Some people would call it, oh, so it's a lifestyle change. And I would say that's very close to correct. It's a little bit more than that because there's mindset that goes into all of that. But be thinking diet anymore. It's no longer about diet.
I see. So it's kind of like the little caboose, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can thing.
It's sort of like that, yeah. But going back to what I said originally, it's about making sustainable changes and sustainable habits that produce long-lasting results. And having those new changes and new habits be something you can sit back and go, okay, am I comfortable with these new changes and new habits for the next year or two? Why the next year or two? Well, because I literally guarantee you that when a year or two time stamp is up, I guarantee you, you will have changed into that person. Those new habits and those new changes that you've added in have now literally become part of who you are and automatic. That's the key. That's part of my philosophy. That's what I teach.
Amazing. So you have a website, www.masteryweightloss.com. It emphasizes punching through the lies of the food industry. How can individuals navigate the overwhelming amount of information available and discern what is genuine and beneficial to them and their health and weight loss goals?
First of all, I'm going to say stop trusting in what the mainstream is selling you. There's a lot of propaganda lies in the mainstream out there around food, nutrition, and health. A lot. I have spent countless hours of research, countless deep dives, enough to see there's, oh my gosh, it is nuts. You go do a Google search on something like, you know, what's the best protein? And I'm going to tell you, the results that are going to pull up are very, very extremely biased. Biased in the way of there is a plant-based push. And I don't necessarily follow it. I don't like it. But we need to stop trusting in just what the mainstream is selling us and sitting back and going, oh, okay, this well-known person has said it, so it must be true. I'm going to change this in my routine. You know, how many times do we have to be sold on a propaganda lie before we finally wake up and go, okay, I'm not buying into this anymore? You know, hey, let's take a look at the low-fat, fat-free scam. Let's take a look at what they tried to sell us with, you know, telling us that butter is bad for you. Let's take a look at the lies they've told us about cholesterol. Oh, my gosh, I don't get started on that one. I can go down that road so far. But, you know, let's take a look at all of these things. And, you know, it all comes down to So when you are trying to navigate through all this, one of the biggest tips that I'm going to tell you is, number one, when you're doing research on a health question or a food or whatever, don't take the first page or second page results. Don't take those, you know, as the actual truth, because a lot of that, those search results that will come up on page one, page two, and even into page three of the search results, that those are all the mainstream articles. Those are all the paid propaganda articles that are coming out there that are pushing a narrative and a message out there for the big food companies. And so you really need to start, you know, taking time to identify those and bypassing those and finding the more off the beaten path sites from the people that are really telling the truth about nutrition. And honestly, you know, one of the biggest things that they're pushing out there, like I said, is this plant-based stuff. And we'll get into that in just a little bit, but it's a bunch of jargon. And third, like I said, you need to start asking the questions again. Start looking at the data for yourself again. We've gotten so complacent over the years. We've gotten so used to people just telling us what's good and what's not, and we've kind of gotten complacent. We don't do the research. We don't ask the questions anymore. And that's something that needs to change. We need to start asking the questions. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why clients that I work with, I actually have PDF documents that I've created with actually links to websites that I've been to, articles that I've been to, of people that are telling the truth around vegetable oils, the truth about the seed oils that are out there that are extremely damaging to your body, the truth about cholesterol, the truth about saturated fats. Oh, my gosh, saturated fats are actually excellent for you. What are we told in the mainstream? It's still out there. What are we told? We're told to limit saturated fats. Well, that is false. And so that's what I help my clients with, is navigating through that, because I actually have the tools and resources that they can now go look and take a look for themselves and start educating themselves. That's the biggest thing. And then just to start building an awareness around the propaganda lies that are out there in the food and health and diet industry out there.
I see. So basically your approach focuses on animal-based foods and proteins. How do you think this method contributes to the effective and sustainable weight management?
That is one phenomenal question. So first of all, yeah, I do weigh heavily on animal-based foods and proteins, weigh very heavily on that. And that's not just that. That's not because, so he's biased in one direction and da-da-da. No, it's a lot more than that. It's more of the research done. It's more of the deep dives and just sifting through all the crap that's out there and finding, okay, what is really the overall truth? So first of all, yeah, animal-based foods and proteins are the highest in nutritional value, hands down. I mean, and I'm saying that, I don't mean to ruffle any feathers as far as vegans and vegetarians and people that, you know, have those kind of routines. I'm not trying to step on any toes there, but literally, animal-based proteins are just simply the highest in nutritional value, hands down. It's just simply a fact. It has nothing to do whether I, you know, approve of vegan or vegetarian or whatever. It's just a fact. It is way, way, way harder to get in all the essential nutrients that you need to get in on a plant-based routine. It's a lot harder. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a vegan or vegetarian, you're not going to get the highest nutritional value that you would get through animal-based products. And so, yes, I am a very big fan of that and how it contributes to effective and sustainable weight management. One of the biggest keys to that is that it's very satiating. And I understand some people don't know what the word satiating means, so I'm going to basically explain it. It basically helps you, it gets you fuller faster, and it keeps you full for longer. Animal-based proteins are the most satiating foods. And so what does that mean to somebody who's on a weight loss journey? Well, it means that they're going to have less hunger issues. It means they're going to be less likely to go after the snack items. So they're going to have less snacking issues. They're going to be full longer. They're going to stay full longer. They're not really going to have those hunger issues, like I said. And that is really important when you're on a weight loss journey, is to be satiated. And if you're eating a bunch of foods that aren't very satiating, you're often going to eat more calories than what you need to eat, and you're often going to have those snacking issues. So kind of a long-winded way of answering that, but I just kind of wanted to give the full spectrum on that.
I get it. Well, I mean, you've lost 62.5 pounds and sustained that over a period of 6 years. So it sounds like, slash, it is what it is, and you know what you're talking about, obviously. So what are your thoughts about that plant-based push and fake meat push that the mainstream seems to be pushing out there? What are your thoughts about that fake stuff?
I love this question. Oh, I could go off for days on this. But from what I've seen and from the research that I have done out there, and again, countless hours, and figuring out how to get past some of these mainstream articles and propaganda and stuff like that. And I'll have to admit, in the beginning when I started doing research, that isn't easy. You really have to – it's a skill to learn how to get past all this stuff. But literally, the plant-based is a propaganda push. First of all, like I said, from the research I've done, so you've got the fake meat products, you've got Impossible Foods, you've got Beyond Meat out there and all that other stuff. This stuff is actually extremely, extremely dangerous to your health. It's extremely damaging. There are so many harmful ingredients that they're putting in that fake meat, and it's also all genetically engineered. It's not even real food, and your body doesn't know what to do with it. And, you've got big companies out there like Google and Bill Gates that are heavily pushing this agenda. And that in itself makes me very much question and brings a lot of alarm, because I don't know about you, but I know stuff about Google, and I definitely know stuff about Bill Gates, and I don't trust either one of them. And so when they're kind of supporting and financially supporting this big plant-based push and these fake meat products and stuff like that, and they're pushing, that right there is the big red flag for me. And like I said, I have done a lot of research on it. And, yeah, this plant-based meats, all of this stuff, it is a propaganda push, believe it or not. I mean, like I said before, do the research for yourself. Start looking this stuff up and be willing to go to alternate sources to be able to look this stuff up, like Rumble and places like that where there's no censorship going on. Be willing to open up those avenues and doors and check it out for yourself. You're going to see. But, yeah, I don't buy into this whole plant-based push. In fact, I have a big old giant thick book sitting on my bookshelf that talks about the plant-based con. As a matter of fact, the title of the book's called The Great Plant-Based Con. And that's basically what it is. It's a big giant con. So there you go. There's a mouthful. And yeah, horrified, like this fake meat. And a lot of the plant-based products out there are also, they also have harmful ingredients, soybean oil and all kinds of stuff.
I see. So what steps can individuals take to make informed choices despite the marketing tactics employed by the industry?
And again, I'm sorry.
I say, what steps can individuals take to make informed choices despite the marketing tactics employed by the food industry?
So what I'm going to say to that is this. Stop buying into the marketing that they sell you. They are really good at marketing stuff to you. So you kind of picture, a really good example of this is, so you got a busy mom with kids at the grocery store, you know, and she's just trying to get stuff and get out of there because her kids are squirmy, they're whining and whatever. Busy mom, you know. So you kind of picture that kind of scenario. And I got to see this firsthand actually a couple months ago. I was in Aldi's. And I was in the checkout line, and it was quite a long line going into one of the aisles of the store. But in front of me was a mom and two kids, you know, and I did notice that exact picture. They were both squirmy. One was kind of whining about something. I don't know what. But anyhow, she kind of turned around, and she looked back at the aisle that we were almost in, and I noticed she spotted these, like, Nutri-Grain or whatever kind of bars at Aldi's. And I watched her literally pick up the box, take a second to look at the front, and grab a second box and throw it in the cart. And I stood there and I thought to myself, I'm like, I wonder. So I went over to where the bars were on the shelf, and I picked up the box, and I also looked at the front and the marketing and all that other stuff, and I was like, look at what they're selling this poor mom. And then I turn it over. There's a list of 20 ingredients in that, and you look at the ingredients. I swear, like 80% of it you cannot pronounce. You don't even know what it is. That's not food. That is literally not food. And yet she picked up two boxes and she put them in her cart. And, you know, I get it. Busy mom, in a hurry. She's not really thinking. She wants to get home. She wants to get out of the store, you know. I get that. But it becomes to where you need to start building an awareness of the ingredients that are in your food. Because what they're going to sell you on the front of stuff is, hey, no high fructose corn syrup. Oh, look, real fruit. Oh, look, this. Oh, look, that. And it looks all shiny and nice and healthy. You need to turn it over and you need to look at the truth. See, these companies are literally relying on the fact that you're not going to turn it over. You're not going to take the time and look at the ingredients. And when you take the time and you look at the ingredients, you make some very surprising discoveries. The fact that they even sold you on the front that there's real fruit in there, and then you go look at the ingredients, there is not real fruit in there. Yeah, that's one of the biggest things I can say. Stop buying into the marketing that they're selling you. And secondly, start building a habit of being ingredient conscious. Those two are very huge. Even with items you've always bought and you think are a healthy choice, start turning them over. You're going to make some very surprising discoveries.
I understand. Well, you can tell that you're obviously passionate about empowering individuals to discern truth from misinformation. Are there specific resources or books that you would recommend for people who want to educate themselves about nutrition and make their informed choices?
Yeah, I love that question. So through the years, I've been collecting a few books, and I'm just going to give you some of the bombshell ones that I really, really have enjoyed having as a resource. So the first one I'm going to mention, it's called the Fat Burn Fix, and that's by Catherine Shanahan. She's a medical doctor. You're going to learn all about seed oils and all kinds of stuff in that book. Now, she does have a diet plan that she lays out in the back. I don't really necessarily follow by that. I use her book as a resource mainly because she's got a lot of good information in there. And there's another one. It's called The Big Fat Surprise. And this is written by someone by the name of, and I'm going to slaughter her last name because I never could get it right, but her first name is Nina Teichols. So last name is spelled T-E-I-C-H-O-L-Z. The Big Fat Surprise, Why Butter, Meat, Cheese Belong in a Healthy Diet. This book, it's a little bit of a heavy read, but great information in there, and she is a great source as well. And then I mentioned this book earlier as well. I'm pulling it off my shelf here. The Great Plant-Based Con by Jane Buxton, B-U-X-T-O-N. Why eating a plant-only diet improve your health or save the planet? There's another hint for you as well, or save the planet. And then lastly, this is a little gem that I will give people as well. This is a great book, and it's called The Great Cholesterol Con. The truth about what really causes heart disease and how to avoid it by Dr. Malcolm Kendrick. This book is also a great resource.
Awesome. So, Ken, how can people reach out to you to further connect with you with any questions that they may have and go deeper into who you are and what you're all about as a coach? So, and with the holidays upon us, do you have any, like, holiday specials?
So first, let me give you, so I have a link tree. So that's www.linktr.ee/fatfighterken. That is my link tree. And in there, you're going to find at the top of the list a few links. So one of the links is you'll see my calendar link that you can click on and you can book an appointment to book a Zoom appointment to meet me. And it's a free assessment call, or if you just want to book a call to get to know me, there's an option on there for that too. I would love the opportunity to get to know you further or just to network and further connect. And maybe I can give you some pointers and point you in the right direction on that appointment as well. There's also a link in there that you can find me on Facebook, but I'm going to go ahead and give you my direct Facebook profile link. So you can find me at www.facebook.com/Ken, K-E-N, dot Kleinberg, K-L-E-I-N-B-E-R-G. And then you could use that to find my profile, friend me, and send me a message, and we can connect there as well. And I'm honestly just going to leave it that simple for people to connect with me. Now, as far as deals that I'm doing for the holidays, so I do have one deal running, which if you choose to book an appointment with me, to book a Zoom call with me, then what you will also get with that is a special package. So you'll get a free assessment call from me. That's always included with everything. There's a free assessment call, absolutely 100% free. And then after that, the special I'm running through the holidays is you get two additional appointments for me for $223 because the year is 2023. So it's $223 for two extra sessions. That is literally a value of about $600 to $700 that you're getting for $200, basically. And that's a steal. And then the deal, and you get that deal by scheduling your appointment with me to get to know me, to connect, and then that's included with that.
Awesome. So the question is, I've often wondered, and this is the opposite end of the spectrum, and your expertise opinion, what does one do if they want to gain weight as opposed to lose weight? What are the choices there? Do you know?
So what I would do if you wanted to gain weight, there's ways that people do it that, yeah, are effective, but not quite so healthy. And there's, so your normal eating routine. And then what I would do is I would start adding in extra protein to your eating routine. Just increase your protein like crazy. I don't really teach people how to gain weight. That's not really my expertise. But from the people that I know that have been trying to gain weight and doing it in certain ways. So one of the tricks that I've heard of a couple of people doing it is, you know, you've got your normal eating routine, whatever, and then you just add a protein shake before each meal and have that on top of it. Or after you're done eating, down a protein shake for the additional protein and calories. That's the safer route of doing it. The unhealthy route of doing it is just eating a bunch of crap. And, yeah, that'll do it real quick. But that's also going to leave you with all the lovely side effects later on in life. May not show up right away, but later on in life, the damage that the seed oils have done to you, the damage the processed food has done to you, by the time the health issues show up, there's already been some permanent damage done. So if you're trying to gain weight, I would say just do it in a really healthy way and do it with whole foods. Do it with real foods, not fake processed foods. One other comment that I wanted to make as well that I've just seen now in my notes as well. Some of your audience may be very, very knowledgeable or know of the food pyramid, the mainstream food pyramid. And one comment I want to make about it is I've actually recently been doing some content on it. If you look at the mainstream food pyramid and what their highest recommendation is on carbs, starches, and pastas. That's their highest recommendation, and they place a high priority on that food group. And they place a low priority on proteins. They place a low priority on animal meats. When you really get down to it, you guys, that is literally a recipe for diabetes. So I would also be careful around that. Again, priority should be placed on protein at all times, whether you're losing weight or whether you're trying to gain weight. And the principle, that underlying principle is the same, protein, quality protein. So we're not necessarily talking about quantity. We're talking about quality protein is the key. And then let's put it this way, carbs, there is no essential carb. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. There is no essential carb. You technically don't need them. Are carbs helpful? Yes, say you cannot have any carbs, but you do want to limit your carbs. You want to be very wise and strategic on where you place them so that they are actually at their highest value to your body.
Sounds awesome. You can tell that you really care. And the things I've often wondered is, isn't the great deception, doesn't the pharmaceutical companies want us all to turn into fat diabetics so we can further enhance their pocketbooks? Or am I seeing this wrong? Or
yeah, I'm kind of, I don't know if you heard me, but I'm kind of giggling. I love it. So yeah, that whole industry out there, the whole industry is literally designed to keep you sick, stuck, and overweight because that's how that system makes money. How often do we see a billboard that along the side of the freeway that advertises real whole foods, real healthy foods? how often do you see a commercial with, you know, somebody in a the vegetable aisle promoting the benefits of carrots? We don't see that kind of thing because there's no money in it for them. So literally the whole industry, it's designed to keep you stuck. They're processed products, they're GMO products. I will be the first to tell you, yes, they taste wonderful. They taste great. But it's because it's literally designed to taste that way. Most of it's not food at all. It's genetically modified. And it's not food at all. It's designed to keep you hooked, stuck, and in their system. And one other thing that I would say, especially around pharmaceutical companies, so, I mean, it's like it's one big, giant assembly line of profit for them. And the American Heart Association, I'll drop this here as well, the American Heart Association is no better in all of this. All the American Heart Association is a front company for the big food companies and for big pharma. They are a front company. They are 80% owned by pharmaceutical companies, and the rest is the big food company. Everything they put out, the recommendations that they put out for food and different things like that, it's all propaganda. It is all paid for. They are paid to put that stuff out, and American Heart Association is literally in bed with the big food companies and pharmaceutical companies. They can't be trusted. And so, I mean, you've got the snacky items, you've got the package, the box items, the processed food there and everything else. You consume those because it's convenient. And yeah, some of it tastes really good and all of that other stuff. You get wrapped up in all that. It's easy. It's part of your lifestyle. Boom. Health issues start to show up. Boom. You're at the heaviest weight you've ever been. Boom, you go to the doctor. Maybe the doctor tells you you need to lose weight, so you go try again. That still doesn't work. It's not coming off. Da-da-da-da. Boom. What's the next thing that happens? You get recommended pharmaceutical medicine. You get pills for this. You get pills for that, right? I mean, follow the money. Follow where the money's going and who's making the money. When you start really following the money and paying attention to who's making all the money out there, you make some real surprising discoveries on what's really going on. And so, you know, you get medicine for whatever health issues, maybe even to lose weight, and then you have the side effects that come with that medicine. So then you get sent to the doctor again. Now maybe you need a surgery. Look at where all this money is going. When there was a baseline issue that could have been solved in the very beginning that solved the real problem and didn't stick a Band-Aid on it.
I understand. Yeah, they don't want to treat the real causes. They want to Band-Aid everything to keep you coming back for more. So
exactly.
Ken, one more time, just plug all your information where people can get in touch with you and book an appointment with you. Because I know that you are sincere about this, and I know that you will make it happen so these individuals can, in fact, lose weight and sustain that weight, because Lawrence J. King, he keeps it real. So, Ken, yeah, just plug that information one more time before we sign off the air.
Absolutely, I will. So the first thing I'm just going to put out there is the link that you can go to for my Facebook profile, my www.facebook.com/ Ken, K-E-N, dot K-L-E-I-N-B-E-R-G. So that's Ken Kleinberg. So that's my Facebook. And you'll know you found the right person when you see, I think it's in parentheses, and you'll see my nickname, which is Spidey Ken. There's a long story behind that. A trainer gave me that nickname, and I owned it because it fit. It has to do with the type of workouts I do. So you'll know you've reached the right person. And then there's my link tree. And so my link tree is – let me get back to that link here, my notes. My link tree is www.linktr.ee/fatfighterken. And on there, you also see a link to book an appointment with me on my calendar, get to know me, and then through that, you will also get my special deals, the one free assessment call with me, and then the additional two extra calls for only $223 because the year is 2023. So,
all right.
That is it.
Amazing. Ken, I appreciate your time today and your expertise in this area. And we'll be in touch soon and chat about other things that we might have got going on here.
You bet.
All right. Have a good evening. Thank you.
All right. It's been a pleasure being on your show.
You too. Bye now.